We are learning the Masechtas Nedarim, Daf Yudam Beis, and we're starting right after the Mishnah on Daf Yudam Aleph. We had in the Mishnah taught us the different kinuyim you have. For example, by carbon, the kinu for carbon is koinem, koinech, koines, or by cherim, the kinu is cherich, cherif, and cherik. And the halacha is called kinuyim nedarim, kinuyim nedarim, like we learned in the first beginning of the first letter, that kinuyim nedarim is nedarim. Itma. We learned kinuyim. Rabbi Yechon Amar, where does it come from? What does kinuyim mean? Rabbi Yechon Amar, lashon umay saying these lashonis are lashon umays, the lashon of all the nations. They call carbon kainim, kainich, kainis. Shem lakash Amar, lashon shabadul lahem chachamim lias noydabai. It's the chacham picked out a lashon to be noydabai. We'll see why in a second why they picked out this lashon. So that's the machlekes. Where does kinuyim come from? Now the Ralan Daf Beis has a arichus and explains that they're both the Raisa, both Kinuyim are the Raisa. Don't say if it's Lashon Shabbat Lacham, it's only the Rabbanon. He says the Vada is the Raisa. That's what he says. He says, I'll read you the Lashon, the Ra'an of Beis. Filarash Lakash Nami, the Amma Shem Lashon Shabbat Lachamim, Harehim Gamkin, Heneder, Gomor Midda Raisa. Sharek Holo Shayn, Zenel Askam Sum Vuma. That's what he holds. So therefore, they're both the Raisa. And Machlaikas is Kinuyim a Lashon Umais or Lashon Shabbat Lachamim? Where does Lashon Badu come from? And then Rosh Lakish is the one that said Lashon Badu. So some say this next line is not really part of the Gemara. Someone else wrote on Asarav's Gemara to show where Rosh Lakish is Lashon coming from. Mechein Raim says in the Pasuk, Bechoydesh Ashabada Meliba. He's talking about by Yeravim Ben Avot. He made his own Yontif. So it says on the month that he Bada Meliba, he just made it up himself out of his heart. So you see Lashon Badu means that something they created themselves. But time am I at Kinu Rabbanan Kinuyim? Why are the Rabbanan Misakin these different Kinuyim? So Gemara says, you know why? The lema carbon. You shouldn't say the word carbon. The lema carbon. What's one saying carbon? Dilma ama carbon lashem. You might use the word lashem, carbon lashem. And what's wrong with that? The lema carbon lashem. Dilma amar lashem, beloy ama carbon. Maybe he'll by mistake say lashem. He wants to say lashem carbon. And he'll say lashem and not say carbon. And then he's gonna back out like the Rosh says. The Rosh says, Pa'amim yakdim Hashem le carbon, reading the Lashon HaRosh. V'nimlach meligmar b'dvarav v'lidar v'nimser shehiskah shem shmarim v'atala. So Dilma, back into Gemara, Dilma amar l'ashem like amar carbon, come after shem shmarim v'atala. Therefore, the Masakin, don't say the word carbon, so you don't associate it with the word l'ashem, because they were kainim, and therefore we're not worried, then come to shem shmarim v'atala. V'tanya, a similar idea, not by Neda, but a similar idea we find from Rav Shimon. V'tayim Shimon, I remember Nayin, Shloyim Adam Lashem Oila, Lashem Mincha, Lashem Taida, Lashem Shlamim. How do you know when a person is being Menadev carbon? He shouldn't say Lashem Oila, Lashem Mincha. He shouldn't say Lashem first. Tamalim is in the positive carbon Lashem. Say first carbon, not Lashem first, because he might change your mind. The Kavachayim, Mazda Shlonis Kavanel, Lahaska Shem Shemayim, Allah carbon. Omatari carbon Lashem. Madach someone who is being Maska Shem Shemayim on carbon. He has the right Kavanas. And still with saying that he should be careful. So someone who does it stam levatala lachas kamakama. Someone who puts out shem maskus shem shvam levatala is even zicha worse, zicha not good. Like upon him, that's the reason why they made these kinuyim. So we have a chalakis or shlokas of yechidon. If kinuyim are loshes bad lacham, or it's a loshen uvais. Zoktem olemikat tanoi. Maybe it's machlekes tanoi beshamei besilu. Because you have machlekes beshamei erimim kinuy kinuyin asurim. What's a kinu kinuyim? It's a kinu to the kinu. Like we'll see soon examples. For example, the word kainim is a kinu for carbon. Let's say you have a word, a kinu that's a kinu for kainim. For example, mekanima. Kainim means is a word, and then you have a word, mekanima, which is a word, is a kinu for a kinu. Is that good or not? So Beshami says, yes, a good neder. And Mesil says, no, it's mutarim, it's not a good neder. What's the biyam achleik? It's my laugh. Man, the yomek kinu kinuim asurim kesava kinuim lashon umaisim. He holds kinuim lashon umais. And since sometimes people also talk in a kinu equivalent term for equivalent term, so then therefore it's awesome. Well, my name is Tom because lashon badu lacham and lacham weren't badu this language. May that's be a machlekes. Beshami says lashon umais, and Beisil holds lashon shabadu lacham. Zogt Gemara, no, look, kuli yomek say kinuim lashon umaisim. And what's the machlokes? Beshami savri bahani nami mishdoi umos. Beshami says that in the kinu kinuyim is also the language of the umos. We still savri bahani loy mishdoi umos that the umos did not use this language. So really, everyone holds this in umos. Shalas, they use this language, use this extra kinu kinu. So it's not a machlokes tanoim. You can say they hold either one, either Lashon Malacham or they hold Lashon Umais. And the Machlokes is, Veshame Sabri Gazrina and Kinu Kinuyim Mishum Kinuyim. You guys the Kinu Kinuyim because Kinuyim. Veshilo Sabri, like Gazu Kinu Kinuyim Mishum Kinuyim. Not Gazer, Kinu Kinuyim because Kinuyim, not Gazer, one from the other one. Sak upon him, we end off with a Machlokes, Rashlokesh and Vechron. So Ran says that we pass in like Rabbi Yechron that says Lashon Umaisen. And we also pass in Kinu Kinuyim Amutarim. So now the Ran says we pass in Lashon Umaisen. What's the Nafkamina? We just said they're both the Raisa, so who cares Lashon Umaisen at? So what's Nafkamina? So some Achrayim answer. So you just know the Rosh on Daf Gimel holds that if you hold Lashon Shabbat and Chamim, it's only the Rabbanon. The Rosh is the Lamandi Amar Lashon Shabbat and Chachamim have a Midr Rabbanon. It's a Lashon Rosh Daf Gimel. So then it's not Shver. We have to pass Mr. Raisa not. But the Rano says about the Raisa, what's Nafkamina? So Zok someone of Mepharshim that the answer is that if let's say someone is neder in the lashon of umois, that is a kinoi, but it's not mentioned here in the Mishnah over here. So if you hold that lashon umois, then it's a good kinoi. But if you hold lashon of Balon Chamim, the Balon Chamim didn't pick that out, so there won't be a good neder. That's the Nafkamina. If someone has a new lashon, it's not here. That's a kinoi. That'll be Nafkamina. That's what they say. Vayde Gemara. Heichidami kinu kinuim. What's an example of kinu kinuim in the Dorm? We know there's neder, there's cherim, there's shvua, and there's nazir. What are the kinu kinuim for these? Tanav Yosef, mekanema, mekanchana, mekansana. So basically, you're taking the word kainis or kainich and putting a mem and an aleph on, mem beginning and aleph at the end. Heichidami kinu kinuim de cherim, tani mavsha, charokim, charokim, charofim. Instead of cherich, you do charokim. Charokim. Kinu kinuim de nazirus. What is it? Tanav Yosef, mechaskana, menaschana, mafichna. And actually, the Rishash changes it. It has to be naziak, right? And naziak and naziak. So he changes it to menaschana, menaschana, mafaschana. And by the who mitchazana mai. What's the halacha? Or mitchazana mai. Or mitchazana mai. What's the halacha? These little shyness. And we're also coming out with an answer. It was bothering me that we passkin anywhere like Beis Hillel, that's mutter, what's in a geya to ask the shayla, but some reason why is that shayla fi b'shamet. Omer vino Ravashi, kinma, we say the word kinma, what do you mean? My kainim kama, you mean kainim? Or dilma kinma besim kama, you mean cinnamon? Omer vach abrej ravchil Ravashi, another shayla, kina mai, kina shayla tali goyim kama. See, these words are not a shayla of yachin and mechiyach. Yachin mechiyach means you have a partial statement, it's not mechiyach. Here, it's not a partial statement, it's a full statement. Shayla is what it means. Kinishatana Gurlum by Kinamai. My Kinish the Garlum Kama means a chicken coop. I don't want Lasha in the Kainim. Or it means Lasha in Kainim. Tibai, the Mar stays with a Shaila. The Mar stays with a Shaila. Kinu Kinim with Shvu is what? Hechidami. Shvuel, Shvusiel, or Shukukiel. Frank the Gemara, Shvuel, that's Shvuel Ben Gershmash, but that's a name. That can't be a Shaila of Shua. Elo Shvuel, Shvusiel, Shukiel, Maho. Those are Shailas of Kinu Kinuim. Again, so we went through all the Kinu Kinuim here. Omar Shmuel, Omar Shmuel, if someone says, Omar Ashpisa, Loyama Klum, it means nothing. Ashkika, Loyama Klum, it's nothing. Krinchna, Krincha, Loyama Klum, these words don't mean anything, don't mean any Shua. Going back to the Mishnah ends off with the Kinuyim and says, if you say, Shvusa, Shkuka, or Nada B'mayi, Harila Kinuyim L'Shvuya. Now, Mayi is Maisha Rabbeinu. So Tanya, we just say b'mayi lo maklum. You know why? Because it means Moshe Rabbeinu. But if you say b'mamusa, which means lashon of shvua, b'mamusa da amamayi. If you say I want to swear in the shvua that Moshe Rabbeinu made, harei lekinu l'shvua. That is a kinu l'shvua, because Moshe Rabbeinu made a shvua. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu swore to Yisrael he's not going to leave. Ayoel Moshe l'shavas seish. So we're saying that he made a shvua. So we say I want to make a shvua that Moshe Rabbeinu made. That's a lashon shvua. Maybe it's a kinu, that's lashon shvua. So Ran speaks out. If you look at our Mishnah, it says shvusa shkuka noyde b'mayi. Why is it put in the word noyde b'mayi? Why just say mayi? Teretz is it's very geshmak because you have to. It's different than the first two. The first two, that word alone is a shvua. Here, mayi alone is not a shvua. You have to say b'mayi masa da ama mayi. So that's one girsa in our Mishnah. Now the Ran brings down a whole lot of girsa. That the girsa in the Mishnah was that. It said in the Mishnah, not Mayhi, it said Mumi, Musa, which was Lashon Shvua. And Rav Shmuel just was saying that if you say Bim Musa, it doesn't work. You have to say Bim Musa without the base. Why does the Mishnah separate it and say Shvus Shkuka and Noida B'Moi? Because it was a different type of kinun. Shvus Shkuka is a kinun, the word Shvua. Mamoisi is just a Ramesh word for Shvua. It's a different type of kinui, and therefore it's separated. But there's two totally different shatim in the Mishnah. Either Moi means Moshe Rabbeinu, or it means the word in the Mishnah really is Mamusi or Mumi, and those words are a Loshon Shvua by itself. They're a Loshon Shvua by itself. And if you look at the Mefarish, he has a funny guess. He says Nod of Amoy. He says Kamoy Mamusa Loshon Shvua. The Mefarish on the side doesn't even learn that it means Moshe Rabbeinu. So like upon him, we just spoke out from the Ran two different girsas in our Gemara. Either means Moshe, either saying the word Bemayi or Bemumi and Mamusa, which are Loshonis of Shvua.